When children die.
What happens in the case of the death of many children who burned in a fire? When those little spirits come into the spirit world, is a death like this not a tremendous shock?
The guide. Well, my dear, you know that children die, and I have often discussed this. If it did create a shock in certain cases, then it was good for the entity. It had to go through it, and if it was not good for the entity to experience a shock, it would not have gone through it. You can be sure about that. Before it was incarnated, it was not a child spirit. It was a grown-up spirit, and it voluntarily undertook a short life. Perhaps the spirit preferred to choose a violent, unpleasant death and get it over with quickly, so as to be reborn after a shorter span and then start on a higher level. You know that entities have their own free will and choice to a large degree. Others may prefer to do it more slowly. Whether an occurrence in a state of shock for a child or a grown spirit makes sense or not, the experience will be evaluated and assimilated afterward, and whatever the entity experiences will be fruitful and not for nothing. Let us take an example. A person is responsible for many cruel deaths, like in a concentration camp. Since this example was chosen before, we will use it again. This spirit is in the spirit world and sees he has debts to pay. He has much to learn. He may be given the choice to remain in the spirit world for 200 to 300 years by your earth time measurement. In this period, existence cannot be very pleasant for him. The sphere he has created for himself, with his thought forms, the forms of his emotions, as well as his deeds, is a dark and dismal one. Afterward, an incarnation is waiting for him where certain possibilities exist, but they are again limited due to what he has called forth. None of these possibilities can be too pleasant or easy. Then, such an entity may ask, is there no other way to get this over with more quickly? Then he may be told, yes, there may be ways. You can be reincarnated very soon, perhaps in 10, 15, 20 years, and while you help fulfill the fate of some parents who have to go through the hardship of losing a child, you yourself can pay off a great deal by enduring a violent and unpleasant death. Would you prefer that to the other alternatives you have, and then start on a cleaner slate for your further development? And many a spirit desires this. This is only one possibility. There are many others. But you ought to know by now that there is no injustice and no coincidence.
What seems so painful regarding the death of a small child is that there are so many things left undone.
The guide. Actually, what you think is inevitably lost because not concluded in this life is not so. No one goes from this earth sphere if it is not right and good unless he takes his own life. Nothing happens in the entire universe that is meaningless, that cannot be productive. There is no waste. The waste exists only temporarily when you do not make the best of your life while you have it. But leaving earth life, as such, is never wasteful, regardless of how young a person is who leaves his body. If you truly think and meditate about these words, they will be of greater help and therefore more consoling than if I were to tell you that any means exists that can interrupt the laws of cause and effect, or more that God can protect you from certain stages that man has to go through and which can be so fruitful for all concerned.
When a young person dies, such as in an automobile accident, it seems that this must be connected with a death wish. Would you explain this more? Also, what is the work to find the death wish in oneself?
The guide. Through the work, you certainly find the death wish, which can manifest first vaguely and indirectly. The death wish exists to degrees. Wherever there is negativity, wherever there is negation of the life process, of whatever feeling exists in you, painful feelings and love feelings and pleasure feelings. Wherever the individual negates life, reality, self-responsibility, and standing on your own feet, because this seems tedious and difficult, wherever this takes place, there are degrees of death wishes. The process of a young person dying may have other components in there. It may not even be necessarily a destructive thing. For example, many times entities come for a specific task that may only be of very short duration. Then a new phase of their development starts later, on an incarnation cycle where longer life periods are important and necessary again. Generalizations cannot be made. It can be at times that the death wish is so strong, the negation of life is so strong, that long periods of slower development in a non-incarnation have to occur before the wish is strengthened to go through life fulfilling the task that remains to be done. At other instances, the task is fulfilled in childhood and the period is organically right. At other instances still, the entity sees, the spirit self sees, that it has deviated so far from the task it has set itself to fulfill that it is almost impossible to find the way back in this incarnation. The decision is then being made within the spirit self and in the spirit world to start all over again. All these are various possibilities. It is difficult for you to understand because you still view this as a tragedy and an end, and not as life as a specific task to be fulfilled in a chain and a real life as an ongoing process.